quickly, just to add to what Aiello said. We are talking about here. First of all, I want to thank the Secretary of UNEC for this work, because it has been a massive task, and you have done it by yourself as leading this project. And thank you very much, because it's good work here, what we have in front. Now, talking about following the Aiello just said, we are talking about three tiers, yeah? And the first tier and the second and third, it was the purpose of bringing Aiello on board, because it was very difficult for them to get on board with us on the process of approval, amendment of all these codes. So it was a very good idea to have the code and then the annex, the technical annexes, while the other we are still discussing. So that part, I believe, is very well done and very well thought, and it gives us a very good solution to continue having Aiello with us on this road. But now, the delegate of Finland and the delegate of Germany, they will agree with me that at IMO, the process of amendments is a day-to-day basis. We do it every day. It's not something difficult. My advice before is just to soften this process of the restructure of the CTU code in order to avoid disappointment from the membership. This, I can tell you, may happen if we don't do this exercise of bringing back some of these appendixes to be part of a supplement. Then the process of approval is going to be very difficult. And it's just a non-mandatory instrument. It's going to continue being non-mandatory for such a long time, I believe. But if we want to approve this improvement, because it needs some improvement, the code, because there are new information, et cetera, we need to soften this process by separating what is not really necessary to be part of the code. But there are some parts that, yes, it's worth it to bring it, to fit, to input the code with the material that was not possible to bring before. Now we can do it, but not all of it at once. let's leave something for the supplement. Our IMDG code or our IMSBC code, they have supplements, and these supplements grow every 2 years. They grow, always, and they can grow as much as desired. But there is no such a concern, because it's just a supplement there, and it's still there. It's not mandatory. But in this case, the code, the CTU code, is also not mandatory. Thank you.